MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. We've got Christo de Wit from Luno Country Managers South Africa on the line. Christo, it was back in August of last year, I think, that you launched tokenized stocks, tokenized ETFs, and you're seeing strong investor interest.
That's right, Simon. Yeah, since we've launched it in August last year, we've now crossed the 50,000 customer mark, which I think is quite monumental when you think about how small the tokenized asset investment world is, relative to traditional investments and then compared to crypto as well. So we're seeing very strong adoption trends in that front, and that gives us a signal that, investors want to look at diversifying their portfolios, across crypto and then this novel tokenized stocks as well.
I want to delve into who's buying, but let's first touch on what are they buying. What are your sort of top buyers that you see on the platform from, and 50,000, which is a very, very chunky number?
Yeah, Simon, I think when we look at the top five tokenized stocks which people are interested in, it really mirrors what we're seeing in the traditional, stocks investment world. Remember, these are US-based stocks. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing, the most popular ones, of course, Tesla, gold ETFs, NVIDIA, MicroStrategy, and the S&P 500 ETF is up there with the top five as well.
So I mean, in a sense, and I mean, we see this, I know when I chat with Charles Savage from Purple, I always think it's going to be the Teslas, the Nvidias, but actually, it's kind of like the old school portfolio. There's gold in there, there's S&P 500 in there. Your customers, your clients are using this as broad, diverse investing strategies.
And that's the thing, right? People are really looking at how can they really have a safe, risk-averse almost investment portfolio. And that speaks to, the tech stocks that's similar to crypto, has its ups and downs. But then there's also that hedge that you have in the gold ETFs, you have in the S&P 500 index. So really looking at that diversification and looking more broadly at, okay, how do I expose myself to as much investment opportunities as possible. I think in the same breath, after we've launched the tokenized stock ETFs, we actually created a bundled product combined crypto, 30% crypto allocation, 70% tokenized stock allocation to actually give that diversified options.
Okay. Certainly, we've seen a huge interest in baskets, essentially sort of some ETFs.
Right.
Yeah. And how big is the range? I mean, you're not doing every New York NASDAQ listed stock or ETF, because that would run into literally tens of thousands. How big is the range being offered?
Well, at the moment, we have more than 50 tokenized stocks on option. We're obviously reviewing as and when these come available. I think as the tokenized stock market evolves, so will we. But we really see that there's mass interest in the bigger ones. And that also then indicates how we allocate these basket products that we offer.
Is this new clients to Luno, or is this existing clients, or a blend of who are looking at the tokenized? Because of course Luno's been around for forever and a day in the crypto space. This is the new product as of August. Is it new? Is it attracting new business as well?
Interestingly enough, we are seeing obviously a lot of our existing customers go in and exploring this. They're familiar with crypto. They're familiar with investing into novel and new technologies and products. But a lot of our customers, a big portion of our tokenized stock customers, are actually coming to the platform and investing in tokenized stocks immediately before investing in crypto. So it is awakening and bringing a new investor base to our platform.
And are they typically younger? Is this, and again, I mean, I'm just being throwing the older folks under the bus to a degree, but my sense would be that they're typically going to be the younger investor.
Yeah, we're seeing younger investors coming to the platform. Actually, interestingly enough, they are a younger cohort than we see with our crypto investments. A majority of our tokenized stocks investors are under 35. And interestingly enough, we see that the average first investment in tokenized stocks is actually higher than the first investment in crypto. We see the average ticket size ranging around just above the 1,500 Rand investment. So that signals also that there's a more mature, a younger audience coming and investing in this asset class, looking at how this new investment opportunities are actually expanding for them.
And the under 34, I mean, this means that these are these are crypto native, and this is the crypto generation. They've grown up with Bitcoin as an investment option. You and I will be old enough to remember the days when Bitcoin wasn't on the on the menu. This generation, it's just always been there.
That's right. And I think they're more familiar with an option like or something like being tokenized, right? Mm. So I think that word still carries a lot of nuance. Not a lot of people understand, well, what does tokenized mean? Do I really hold the asset? Don't I? And for that younger cohort, I mean, that doesn't really matter. For them, they don't really need to have a share certificate in their pocket when they invest in something. They just need the exposure to it for them to be able to build on their investment portfolio. So that realm of tokenization and something sitting on chain is not really that foreign. And that's why I think the adoption is much higher in the younger cohort.
And it is, because I mean, to answer the rhetorical questions you put there, I mean, you know, I'm getting the price exposure, but I'm not having to buy an entire Nvidia, which, mind you, it's done the share splits and that's only $220 odd, but I don't have to shell out the $220. I'm buying slices and I'm getting price exposure, and to the new generation, that just makes perfect sense.
And on top of that, I think from a South African audience base at this stage, it gives South African investors direct access to US equities. The dividends are reinvested into the portfolio. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, as it stands with where our regulation is, there's no exchange control being applied to it, which obviously when investing into traditional US mm-hmm. stocks through a mm-hmm. traditional broker, those would apply. Now, we understand that the regulation landscape in South Africa is ever evolving. Crypto will eventually fall under the purview of exchange control. We see that there's news articles and the regulators are working hard on it at the moment. But these are one of the benefits in the immediate term.
And to your point, 100%. And this is the, you know, the whole idea of DeFi, which has been a conversation now for, I don't know, maybe as long as a decade. This really is it coming to the fore and being DeFi, doing what it says on the sticker.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think what it indicates is that there's a changing categorization or changing behavior that we're seeing in investors.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And to the point, I mean, it is the younger crowd, but I think the older folks, such as I, we start to get used to it. We might find crypto a new concept, but I mean, I've got some crypto, so one day I can try some tokenized. We'll leave it there. Christo de Wit, he's Luno Country Manager for South Africa. Appreciate the early morning time. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.